Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections. The weekly program keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Business owners are reminded to finalise their licence or permit renewals by the end of June. This applies to food businesses, businesses that handle fuel or dangerous goods and businesses that undertake environmental activities. Council has issued renewal notices, but any business owner who has not received their notice should contact their nearest council service centre. Business owners without a current licence or who fail to renew licences may face a fine. If you haven't been immunised against swine flu, the Toowoomba Regional Council's Immunisation Clinic in Little Street is offering free swine flu vaccinations. The clinic is open from 12:30pm to 4pm on Tuesdays and from 9am to 4pm on Wednesdays. There is also an after-hours clinic on the first Thursday of the month from 6:30pm to 7:30pm. In addition to swine flu, free flu vaccinations for those who qualify and scheduled vaccinations against hepatitis B, rubella, diphtheria and whooping cough for infants and high school children are also available. Just a reminder that cat and dog registrations are due by the 30th of June. State government legislation requires all cats and dogs over 3 months old, with the exception of working dogs, be registered with the local council. Toowoomba Regional Council has issued renewal notices to owners of registered pets, but if you haven't received your renewal notice, please contact your nearest council service centre. And if you have a new puppy or kitten and it's older than 3 months, you need to register your pet by the 30th of June if you haven't already done so. If you want some tips on efficient use of resources and environmentally friendly living, drop into Council's Sustainable Home Toowoomba. The home is located at 308 Ramsey Street and is part of the State Government Sustainable Homes Program. Sustainable Home Toowoomba is the most successful of the 14 sustainable homes built across the state. The home has attracted over 25,000 visitors, including school and community groups, since it first opened. But as the home is closing to the public on the 30th of June, you only have a few weeks left to visit. Individuals, couples and families can drop in any time between 10am and 3pm on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. Tour groups, because they're a little larger, need to make an appointment, and that can be done by calling 4613 5840. It's getting towards that time of year again. In the coming months, Council issues rate notices for the first half of the 2010-2011 financial year. Now, rather than pay your rates twice a year, you can arrange to pay them in instalments. Rates Easy Pay allows you to have regular payments direct debited from your bank, building society or credit union account. And by keeping your payments up to date, you won't miss your rates discount. To discuss a Rates Easy Pay plan that suits your budget, call into your nearest Council Service Centre. Major roadworks at the Ruffin and Jellicoe Street intersection are set to continue and require that Ruffin Street is reduced to one lane in both directions. Cook Street is also closed at Ruffin Street. The section of Jellicoe Street from Ruffin Street to Hagen Street is closed due to intersection upgrade works. Now, the traffic will be detoured at Ruffin Street and Hagen Street, and Council advises heavy vehicle operators to access Jellicoe Street from Mort Street. There will be pavement works in a section of Hume Street from Chalk Drive to Campbell Street, and that may result in traffic disruptions. And if you're travelling along the Bowenville to Norwin Road, you can expect delays of up to 10 minutes due to roadworks. Drivers travelling along the Garry-Lilvale Road in the Garry-Glencoe and Smiths Road area can expect delays of up to 10 minutes, and that's in day and night. Detours will be in place as required. And remember, if you want to learn more about council activities and services, anything from lodging a building application, what jobs are available at council, or seeing what's on in the region, log on to council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.